Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amartya Karaka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give a combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the 2nd Lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. Now let's do some career analysis for Virgo rising. Yes. So the chart is on your screen. First of all, let's begin with the ascendant. Ascendant is the traditional 6th house here, Virgo. So first of all, it should tell you this person will be highly detail oriented, very practical and always focused on details. One of the things about Virgo is it is very focused on the body aspect, bodily physical health aspects. So many of the Virgo rising do land up in unconventional physical health kind of related professions because Aquarius is in the 6th house, so it becomes sort of unconventional. Yoga teachers, Tai Chi teachers, everything to do with the body, gym teachers, that kind of a thing. Okay, so professional fields might include something to do with health, but in a sort of out of the social norms kind of a scenario, maybe new age type healers even. Okay, let's go step by step. Second house is ruled by Libra, Venus. So the value system is always looking for a balance, always looking for a compromise, diplomacy. Virgo people are very diplomatic in their speech, Virgo rising. This is because of Libra presence in the second house, ruled by Venus. So their value system is all about caring for others. And they will bring this to the workplace because they want to see harmony and balance and diplomacy. They don't like aggression here. Okay. Unlike Pisces, because Pisces, if you put 12th, number 12 in the first house, 1 becomes the second house. So they are very aggressive and violent in their speech. Angry tone of speech. On the contrast, for a Virgo ascendant, it is Libra, so they're very diplomatic in their speech. They don't like to necessarily take sides, but they will strike a very good compromise. So Virgo ascendants can also make diplomacy their field of profession or bring diplomacy to their field of work, whatever they are working on, depending upon where Venus is placed. We shall see this in case studies later. Sixth house has Aquarius. Therefore, everything to do even with software, technology, artificial intelligence, all technology, all camera work, artificial intelligence, IT industry, information technology, everything is Aquarius. Just remember this. Since the 6th house has Aquarius and 6th house also is the focus of Virgo, look, whatever rising sign you put, that will be the, become that focus in the traditional 6th house as per Kalpurusha Lagna. Just remember this. So Virgo being the 6th sign, 6th house will be their focus. So they are focused on Aquarian type of energy. So in terms of profession, they might be doing software industry, detailed work daily, like coders writing code, which is going away because of this artificial intelligence which has come in now. Something else will always come up. Detail oriented, also in the health industry, also in terms of working with a lot of people. Aquarian energy is about masses, isn't it? So they are working with a lot of people. That also might come in into play over here. Consider the sixth house with such kind of energy, Aquarius energy. Think unconventional, think information technology, think unconventional bodily kind of routines, teachers of yoga and so on. Sorry about the noise going on in the lift next door. Anyway, let's come to the 10th house. 10th house now has Gemini. So 10th house being Gemini will contribute to what? It will contribute to a lot of use of intellect, effort, intelligence, logic and reasoning in the profession. So Virgo rising people will tend to use that in the field of their profession. Also, since this is a dual sign, they might have frequent change in careers. Okay. Dual signs 3, 6, 9 and 12 will have a signature of change in careers later on in life. They will want to do something else perhaps. So Venus, Saturn and Rahu in Aquarius in 6th and Mercury in 10th. These are the lords of Artha houses for a Virgo ascendant. Now let's get into details and see how it plays out. So now let's see the Virgo rising disposition of the rising sign and the Artha lords. Okay. So Virgo is precise, analytical, service-oriented. These natives bring a lot of attention to detail. Everything detail, using critical thinking and a desire to improve systems is in Virgo rising. So this will become a signature of their career path since they are also like that. Okay. They thrive in structured environments, practical environments. Virgo is an earth sign. It's not airy-fairy. That demand organization and problem solving. Most people on earth have some sort of Virgo rising either in the native or in the Navamsha or Dashamsha. This is the dominant one. Why? Because earth requires people who work, not just people who come and talk on social media like myself. Anyway, while they can be perfectionists or over-critical, their dedication to refinement and efficiency makes them reliable professionals. They're very reliable people in their work. Anybody who's working with a Virgo rising in a company, organization or business can spot them out. They're very reliable people. Second house is Venus in Libra, like we just spoke of. Governs wealth, resources and speech. That's the second house. Adds refinement, creativity and balance. Looking for balance between what they want and what the others want. They'll make excellent marketing people, Virgo rising, because of this very fact. They look for balance in their approach. Their value system is in balance, like Libra. How they approach financial stability. Mentally, Venus makes them inclined towards aesthetics, relationships, harmonious dealings in building resources. See, it's beautiful. Very beautiful aspect of Virgo rising. Emotionally, they feel secure when their career brings both financial comfort and recognition or refinement or diplomacy. Okay. Sixth house lords are Saturn and Rahu. So unconventional. Sixth house governs what? Daily work, service, competition, obstacles, even enemies, visible enemies. They will have very unconventional enemies, you might say. Put Aquarian signature to everything for Virgo rising in career. Unconventional enemies, eccentric enemies. Aquarius is eccentric. Saturn brings persistence, responsibility and patience in handling of professional struggles. Rahu adds ambition, unconventional methods and a push towards innovation in work environments. Of course, all these signatures will be present, even though earlier slide we spoke of them being in IT industry. Ambition is there wherever Rahu sits. Rahu wants to be immortal, isn't it? That's the storyline there. So very fierce ambition, very unconventional methods of doing work. They might have unconventional colleagues. Virgo rising, you can spot in workplaces, they will always say, I have very unconventional, weird colleagues, because 6th house is a house of colleagues. And innovate things. Rahu is very innovative in doing things. Not the mainstream, let's try this another way. Very unconventional. Mentally, this combination creates a strategic, future-focused approach to career challenges. who can be very detail oriented even in that, since they are rising sign. Emotionally, they may feel tested about constant competition or heavy workloads, but ultimately they will end up building resilience and authority. 10th house lord, Mercury in Gemini, governs recognition, authority, long-term career achievements. That's the 10th house. Brings intellect, adaptability, communication and networking skills into career expression. That's the Mercury in Gemini aspect, isn't it? Mentally, Mercury makes them versatile, articulate and capable of thriving in multitasking roles. Gemini is very good at doing a number of things at the same time, multitasking. That's why this conclusion. Emotionally, their sense of status is tied to how well they are recognized for their intelligence, analysis and adaptability, because 10th house shines in the public. If you put Gemini there for a Virgo rising, they are looking to be appreciated for their intellectual adaptability, because it's a house of intellect. Now let's conclude and finish this up. Now let's see the collective play of the lords. Venus, Saturn, Rahu and Mercury. All four have to be examined as Artha lords for evaluating career path for a Virgo rising. The combined energy of all these four guys provide us what? Refinement, resilience, ambition and intellect. They bring these four qualities into their career. Therefore, they make excellent employees, business people, whatever. Whatever they set their head to, they bring these four dominant aspects which are very good for any career path. This makes the Virgo rising native have an attitude of being practical, detail-oriented, but also creative and forward-looking in their career pursuits. They have Libra in second and Aquarius in sixth. This makes them forward-looking and creative. Characteristics can be patient, analytical, ambitious, resourceful. Also, they bring a mix of discipline and adaptability. See, there's Gemini in the 10th house, isn't it? That's adaptability. Multitasking. Mental style, they are strategic thinkers who can merge data, logic and creativity into problem solving. A very good ability. Works very well in any career path actually. Emotional tone, they can become restless because of the influence of Rahu, especially in their daily routines. Say, nah, I don't want to do this, I want to do something different. That can be a bit of a thing. But grounded by Saturn's discipline and Venus' desires for harmony. Finally, what's the career outlook for Virgo rising individuals? With this 2-6-10 combination for the Virgo rising, they excel in careers involving communication, Gemini in the 10th house, teaching, analysis. Teaching, I won't put so much analysis. Yes, definitely data analysis, IT data, mining, that kind of a thing. Aquarius in the 6th house requires detail-oriented mind. Virgo rising has a detail-oriented mind, so they end up going into such professions, you know. Research, okay, kind of. More of people, more of marketing. That's not covered here. More of marketing, more of IT, more of creative management. Okay, more of even bodily kind of professions. Virgo stands for health. Since they are very obsessed about their health, they end up doing something in the health sectors. They find success when combining Mercury's intellect, Venus's diplomacy and Saturn Rahu's drive for innovation and resilience. They often rise in positions that demand both technical as well as people skills. Progress is made steadily, sometimes slowly due to Saturn influence, although they are very ambitious in their daily work. Remember, Aquarius is there in the 6th house. But eventually they achieve stability and recognition, and they need to be appreciated for their intellect more than anything else. They are not looking so much for fame. These people are beautiful background workers. These are the actual people who will work, not the guys who hold a mic or do something. The actual working people in the background are your greatest workers, isn't it? The silent workers in the background, that's Virgo rising for you. In the next, we'll do Libra rising. Meanwhile, if you find something in your chart and if you're a Virgo rising, leave a comment below and see what we can do with it. Okay. Meanwhile, share this video. Take care. Be safe.